Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast challenge edition. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, the senior entertainment editor here at Us Weekly. And we have a really, really exciting episode this week because on Wednesday, the challenge hits 500 episodes, which is absolutely wild. And I had to have someone come on who has been a part of it for a very long time. Danny Waskow has been the executive producer of the challenge for quite some time now, and he has a long history with Beto Murray. So I am going to be joined by him to let him break down everything we need to know about the show and kind of what we don't know. I am going to ask some of the burning questions that you guys have been bringing to me. So stay tuned for that interview. All right, we're going to kick things off. Thank you so much for joining. I'm so excited that you guys are at 500 episodes. Is this not the craziest thing for you?
I think when we first kind of figured out 500, the reaction was like, it was twofold. It was like, oh my God, we've gotten to 500. And then it was like, does it feel like more than 500? Does it feel like less than 500? Because we've been doing this since 98. You know, for so long. But we're also proud of the achievement of getting to 500. And the show's just changed so much over the years. It's an accomplishment, and I'm glad we're talking about it and celebrating it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to start kind of at the beginning of, for those who don't know what your role is and kind of how you started, because I know you've been with Beto Murray for a very long time. So
yeah,
is it 2001 when you started? Is that correct?
Yeah. I started in October of 2001 as a logger on season 5 of The Challenge. So my job was basically watch footage and take notes. And I'm like, this is quite interesting. But I have kind of steadily risen up the ranks, and I'm involved in stories. So I'm one of our executive producers. We have a few of them. Mm-hmm. And my focus is story. So everything that story touches, from casting the show, conceptualizing each season, going out into the field and conducting cast interviews, and then bringing all the footage back home and kind of constructing and being the architect sort of for every episode, passing it over to the editors and seeing it through edit. So big position, but it's so much fun. It's such a fun show to work on.
Your hours must have changed drastically over the years when you guys went from doing one season a year to now it seems like the challenge is never not on almost. So I can't imagine.
And then also too, we started doing half hour episodes to 60 minute episodes, and now we do 90 minute episodes. So yeah, the show's gotten bigger, but we're all for it. So yeah, the hours can be long, but the fulfillment that you get out of the show has grown as the show has grown as well. But yeah, there's so much challenge. I mean, we'll probably be at 1,000 episodes, like just in a couple of years with all that's going on.
It's so crazy. And you obviously work for Beto Murray. Do you work on any other shows or just The Challenge?
My bread and butter with Beto Murray has been The Challenge, although I have done other things with Beto Murray. I worked on this little tiny show called The Kardashians for a little. You might have heard of it. Kind of on their earlier seasons, which was fun at the time. That show got real, real big. But I did sort of the infant stages of that. But Challenge has always been like my home, mm-hmm. per se, at the company.
And do you do All Stars as well, or do you just do normal Challenge right now?
My main focus right now, we call it the mothership, you know, the main show. I'll advise and consult a little bit on All Stars, but mm-hmm. my main focus is on the mothership. But there's a lot of us who kind of will do both and have we all have our hands kind of dabbled in it all, because it is one big challenge picture, you know?
Right. Of course. What, when you look at the themes of the show, obviously we're in Spies, Lies, and Allies, and I'm sure you guys mm-hmm. are planning out the next couple already, but what is the most enjoyable themes that you've worked on?
You know, the game changing themes for me were when we did Rivals and Exes. They changed the storytelling, you know, the storytelling of the show has changed over time. We've always been, I like to call it a reality competition soap opera, you know, because we bring all these people back. But when mm-hmm. we started doing Rivals and Exes, it was about their interpersonal relationships with each other. They had to sort of like heal whatever wound it was before they could even do well in the competition. And we got to see that. I loved all those seasons. It kind of, to me, it leveled up the storytelling. And we've kind of kept that aspect going as we've done sort of the kind of movie-ish themes that we've mm-hmm. had over the past few seasons. But those really have a special place in my heart. I love those. I would love to see some of those again in the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because every producer that I've talked to on here, you know, I've talked to Julie, I've talked to Emer, mm-hmm. so many, and everyone says Rivals and Exes. And I'm like, well, you guys are the powers here. Let's do this.
let's make it happen. Got to get the fans, you know, engaged in it. I think some of that storytelling, though, is just inherent. No matter what season we do, there's going to be rivals, there's going to be lovers, there's going to be exes. So, I mean, who knows what the future has in store? And we don't even know what it's going to be like until we test it out. Like, we're doing a leap of faith and we ask the viewers to do a leap of faith. Sometimes it really works. Sometimes there are things to improve on. But what I like is that we try it. We don't play it safe, you know? What do you want to see? What do you want to see next?
I mean, exes, always exes. Yeah. It's so fun. And every, no matter what, it's so fun. So it's like, yeah. It just adds such a different layer to it. And I feel like for you, for someone whose whole job is the story, that's such like an important part of it. So I always appreciate, and I think someone that's been watching the show since the beginning, someone who can really put it all out there. And I assume from your position, that's a great cast member to have as someone that is willing to do that. Someone like a Tori or someone like that, that's very you know, open to letting that in.
You have to open up and let that in, or you're not going to get the edit you want. And I'm using air quotes here because it's like, the more you try to, as a cast member, the more you try to produce yourself or your edit, the worse it's going to go. Like, the good thing about a Tori, like you said, she just puts it out there. She doesn't care. She's going to be herself through it. Another cast member that I kind of love in this regard is Wes. Right. Wes loves being Wes. Whether you like him, whether you hate him, it doesn't matter. Wes just enjoys being himself. So He's exactly who he is. He's not there to try to right a wrong about a previous edit or change a perception about himself. He's just there to be Wes. So yeah. I love cast members that go into it with the mentality, hey, I'm just going to be myself.
Totally.
See what happens.
It must be tough for you, I would guess, now more than ever with social media, I guess, over the last couple of years, that now a lot of cast members or fans will say like, so-and-so just got a bad edit. So-and-so just got that. Like, how do you feel about people that say that?
It's interesting. If fans say, hey, why haven't we seen this person? I'll take that criticism and that critique. You know, sometimes it's like, well, hey, they were running from the camera. They were shy. They weren't in the scene. Or, you know, I've said to cast members before who've told me, Danny, why didn't you play this? And it's like, well, it has to be on camera for us to play it. So if you have a secret alliance with this person and you don't show us, how can we show something that hasn't aired? I get it to a degree, and people want to see their favorites. You know, if fans think so-and-so got a bad edit, then I'll think to myself, okay, well, what are they not seeing about this person? And if they come back for a future season, let me talk to that cast member and say, hey, they're not seeing this side of you. Why is that? Like, do you have a guard up? Do we need to talk about this more in the interview room? So it's worth investigating. But you know, sometimes people just kind of want to critique, and that's fine too.
You're never going to make everyone happy. There's no way. It's impossible. So
I think the fans are really engaged. I love that. Like, I read the tweets. I listen to the podcast. I watch some of the YouTube shows. There's some great stuff out there.
Yeah.
And I think by and large, people are pretty happy with the show. Mm-hmm. And anything negative, I just think is a fan base that really cares passionately about the season. And like I said, we're as producers always jumping off cliffs and trying new things too. So I'll just say, like, if this isn't the season for you, maybe next season will be, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We've discussed this a lot on the podcast. Like I said, when I've had other producers on, even I've talked to TJ about it when he came on, especially this season, how important it is when people ask about casting and how people get cast and how people come back. And we talk a lot about how it really also plays into what people see on the screen and how, you know, entertaining they are, but also how they treat the crew, how they are in interviews, things like that. How much of that goes into that for you? Because I would assume that's a big part of like enjoying your job or not. I mean, it makes the job a little easier.
I'm so happy you asked this question. It's such a good question. Sometimes the favorites are just not available. Sometimes they say no to us. Sometimes it's like, well, why isn't this person on the show? Well, maybe they didn't have like 2 months out of their life, like to come onto the show. You know, we start with a very wide net. We do availability calls to pretty much everybody who is on the last few seasons, just to see like what pool we're working with. Mm-hmm. And then we look at like the themes that we're doing. And yes, yeah, we look to see, was this person good in interview? Did they show up in their scenes? You know, how are they on the playing field? You know, a lot of that factors in, you know, what was their perception from the audience? Not everyone can make this show. The show's gone global. It's not just Real World Road Rules anymore. Mm-hmm. It is shows from all around the world. So getting a spot, even if you've done 5 seasons on the show, is hard.
Yeah.
To even be on it. Do we cast people that I don't personally love to necessarily be around? I like you as a cast member if you come to my interview room and you're there on time and you're ready to talk. Are we going to go get a coffee after this? Maybe, maybe not. You know, like my personal investment is for the show and what makes a cast member good for the show.
Of course. Yeah.
So I hope that wasn't skating around your question too much. You know?
No, absolutely not. And I understand that completely. And I think it's a lot of the time. And the reason I ask this question, I think a lot of the time is because fans that listen, a lot of them will ask me questions like,
yeah,
will you ask about this? Will you ask about this? And I always say, you know, we got to remember that these people are doing a job, that you guys are
That's
there to
true.
Make a television show also.
When you said like, if they don't treat the crew well, I know who you were talking about there. You were talking probably about something TJ would have said to you. Like TJ cannot stand if a cast member talks badly about the crew or treats us badly. You know, the cast goes through a lot. So does the crew. We are working insane hours, but by and large, with most of the cast members, there is a respect level there because they trust us with the games. They trust us to hold their story and to tell their story. And they've been back over and over and over and over and over. And they see our faces over and over and over and over and over. But just like all families, sometimes you don't get along. You know, I've had cast members like snap at me. And then 2 hours later, they're like, Danny, I'm really sorry, man. Like, I was just so frustrated. I didn't lose. I hope you didn't take it personally. And my response generally is like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, oh, yeah, I left that on the field. Like, I get it. We're putting them in tough circumstances too. So,
I don't talk to anyone else. You guys are probably the outlet that they have when you don't have your friends to call up and vent about your day.
Exactly. But if a cast member really crosses the line, starts swearing at a crew member or just being fully disrespectful, I don't like, again, it's just like, we're lucky to do the show. They're lucky to be on the show. And sometimes it's like, you know, if we're deciding between this person and that person, and this person's just so disrespectful, you know, yeah, maybe that person might get the call or the nod from TJ more than the other person. But that said, like, we let bygones be bygones. There's no real hard feelings, you know?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. I want to rewind to a little something that you had said about how it's expanded so much. It's not just watching Real World Road Rules anymore. Well, because those shows aren't necessarily new right now, but when you are now pulling from so many different shows, Does it change what shows you watch? Do you watch a lot of these different shows? I mean, I know internationally it's a bit harder, but were you always like watching Survivor with that kind of thought in mind? Could this person do Challenge? I assume that's how it was when you were watching Real World back in the day.
I mean, should we start talking about the new season of Survivor? Like, it's pretty crazy, all the twists, and like, it's on high speed, it's accelerated. Yeah. Like, I have my mental list of like who I'd like to see my scouting report. I watch Survivor just because I like competition reality shows. I can't watch every show out there. Like, it would just be impossible. But when somebody's name comes into focus, we obviously try to like look into the show, how they performed on the show. Did I ever think I'd have to watch Big Brother Nigeria? No, you know, but like when I meet someone like Tasha and Esther, it's like, okay, maybe we should be, you know, because they're like, there's some amazing talent coming from these places. So the answer is no, because I can't predict necessarily what we're going to do. And that would be like watching all of television,
right? You know? Impossible. Yeah. I'm a TV editor. I know I watch way too much, but it's exactly. I can't watch anything, everything. It's impossible. But
I'm so happy to see Survivor players. I think they bring something unique and something different. It's interesting what happened with them this season on the Challenge. But yeah, I think I like them. I personally like them.
Yeah. Well, I every time I bring on producers, I ask like fans of the show, what do you guys want me to ask? And, you know, I know these aren't directly going to be some of the one things that you actually have a control over. But people are very wondering why Survivor, and now that you guys are all Viacom, why they air at the same time?
You know, that's a question for MTV programming and CBS programming. I really don't know. Like that's so out of my wheelhouse. It's a good question. I mean, I would just say watch us live, and
that's what I do,
you know, DVR or watch later Survivor. I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't really have an answer.
Always like, well, it's whatever show's more fun to live tweet, watch live. And the Challenge is always more fun to live tweet, because that cast is always in on it, so it's fun.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Is there a big Survivor Twitter?
There is. Yeah. Usually it's trending on Wednesday nights. Yeah. But it's more fans. Whereas because a lot of the cast isn't like really in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas the Challenge, obviously that's another thing, is the cast is so great with social media and helps really, I would assume help and hurt, but overall helps.
Yeah, exactly. They're passionate. I think we could just leave it as passionate.
Really great way to put it.
Yeah.
Are there any storylines through the years that you wish you could have like got on TV more that you weren't able to? Because I feel like you guys there are some good ones that you just can't, because, you know, time can't show everything.
That's a good question. And I was actually thinking about this recently, and it's sort of a depressing answer, but I'm going to go there anyway. I wish we spent more time in X's 2 with DM. At the time, I think we aired at a really strange time slot, like 11 p.m. on like Friday night. Like it was a really weird time slot, and we were 60 minutes long. And I kind of wish we just, we were able to spend a little bit more time with her there. Obviously, I do like how that episode was handled, loved how it was handled, but I think that like had our shows been 90 minutes back then, we would have been able to see a little bit more, just a little bit more, you know. I was just having one of those moments where I was looking at our cast now and thinking, you know, I was helping out on something with All Stars and thinking about our former players. And I saw her in a flashback from, you know, one of our players, and it just toggled my brain a little bit there. But as far as more recently and other storylines that we wish we could play, there are so many alliances that take shape that it's really hard to kind of track because they're done on the low. Wish there was a way to kind of tell some of that a little bit better, you know, some of the wheeling and dealing that happens on the plane ride or in the phone calls that the cast makes beforehand. But yes, there's always so much footage, and there's always different directions to go. my job is to just see what we have that tells a beginning, middle, and end, what tells a complete story.
So. Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Well, on the flip side of that, what is one that you're really, that you really love how it played out, even if you didn't, you know, love the story specifically, but how it all played out on TV?
There are so many times where you go into something and you're setting something up and you're wondering how it's going to play out. For example, on season 35, Bananas and Wes and their undercover alliance. And you go into it going like, where's this going to go? Is it going to be the two of them eliminated immediately? Is it going to be the two of them racing in the final? And the way that it sort of played and the ending moments there with them, you know, having to battle against each other and growing, you know, they didn't, you know, Wes didn't win that season, but his friendship with Bananas grew. I'd call it a frenemieship right now, you know, like they still get at each other a little on social, but it's nice to see that evolution. So I like, because it is a reality competition soap opera, to see how these relationships grow and change, and when rivals become friends, or, you know, exes become friends again, it's really nice to see like growth in people. So I really love some of those stories.
For sure. Who have you worked with the longest on the show cast wise?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. You know, the first interview that I ever did was on, I think it was on X's, because I didn't always come to the field, but I came to the field maybe starting Rivals and X's. I think was with Wes. So he's the first person I had in the interview chair. So it's somebody like Wes, somebody like CT, somebody like Anissa. I have the longest relationships with, you know, over 10 years now. You know, so we've seen each other through kids and marriages and some loss, you know, and because of that, there is a lot of trust. So when they come to the interview room, they're able to be open because they've seen how we've been able to hold their story. So it's interesting. It's definitely interesting how they grow with us.
For sure. Were you in the field for Spies, Lies, and Allies? Were you there as well?
I was there for a good 80-85% of it. Usually I go out and then I sneak off into the night back to America to start the post-production process. I don't tell any cast members that I'm leaving necessarily. But yes, I was there for a good 80-85% of it.
Okay. And what do you, for the rest of the season, obviously we've got to do a little tease. How do you feel like it kind of wraps up here? We're on kind of the home stretch now. So what can you kind of say about how it wraps up?
As something comes to a close, it always heats up. I think the veterans started off this season kind of, I don't want to say on easy street, because they really figured out like how to maneuver their way to the position in the game where we're at right now, which is three cells. But as it starts to dwindle, and as we get closer to the final, not everyone can make it. So I think what you're going to see is a lot of heated personalities trying to make it to the final, and not everybody can get what they want. So I would look for, there's a few episodes coming up that it is just, people are just going absolutely all out for the situations that they're in. It's only going to get bigger and crazier and more wild as we approach the final.
I'm so excited. Danny, thank you so much for coming on and chatting today. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on all your success on the show and 500 episodes. Not many can say that. That's huge.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, and congrats on the podcast. It was great to be here, and it's always fun to listen to.
The Challenge Spies, Lies, and Allies airs on Wednesday nights on MTV at 8 p.m. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Watch With Us Podcast Challenge Edition. As always, please reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta on all platforms and let me know what you're loving, what you're watching, what you're not watching, and really who you want to hear from the challenge moving forward. I would love to hear from all of you guys. I read every comment, so definitely reach out. Also, please subscribe on iTunes if you are really enjoying the podcast and leave us a review. Thank you guys so much, and we'll be back next week.